Wednesday morning means we check in with County Councilwoman Marty Hawk. She makes her weekly Wednesday visit. Marty, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. You know, it seems just yesterday that we were moving my daughter into one of the dorms there for her first day on college. It was out on the campus. It was an exciting time. You know, it was only 5 miles away, but it was a huge step for our family. It just never is quite the same once they fly the coop.
Once they fly the coop.
But I bet you helped out with a little bit of laundry being only 5 miles away, and
She probably came for dinner more often than some of the kids get to do.
Popped in
once
or twice.
Well, let me tell you what she did. She brought all of her friends from campus.
Oh, fun.
Which was really a great time for our family. It was a wonderful time. And no, she didn't come real often, as they shouldn't, because they have to make that transition into campus life and with their friends there. So, but I know when she was in the sorority house, they came on Sundays because, oh, there was no meals fixed.
But
we're here to talk about dollars and cents and
a lot of nonsense, it sounds like.
Well, we're driving a lot of dollars into town, obviously, last weekend with people getting into the dorms early on Sunday. Obviously, today with freshmen moving throughout the weekend and the recharge of filling up, 35,000 or so campus spots to get ready for school on Monday. Well, people are going to have some more cash register in the drawers.
Right, absolutely, and that's going to mean a lot of, you know, the businesses wait for the students. They really count on that student dollar to help them survive, and I am grateful always to see the students come back. We had a nice little quiet time. Everybody could get into the restaurants, and now we understand that the way we stay alive here in this county is with IU. So, but I did want to respond just a bit to a concern about the article in the paper yesterday about the mayor saying, you know, they would lose, like, I believe that dollar was supposed to be about $1 million, having to do with what's called property tax cap. We really call it a circuit breaker. The county is on the document, says we're going to lose about $500,000. So let's talk about what is a circuit breaker. Remember, a few years ago, the state said you're never going to have to pay more than 1% of the assessed value of your home. And if the tax rate means that it would bring in, that you would have to pay more than that 1%, you don't have to pay it, and no one else does. It's just that all of the taxing units, they don't collect that money. Of course, in the city, you have a lot of rental property, and that's not 1%, that's 2%. So if that tax rate goes up, those people owning rental properties will still have to pay up to 2%. And all the businesses, the commercial, has to pay up to 3%. So taxpayers need to recognize some of these folks and the businesses will have to pay all the way up to 3% before their assessed value before they get any property tax relief from it. But in addition to which, remember that if the spending for your tax units exceeds the growth, if your growth of spending exceeds the growth of the total assessed value, then you're going to hit those property tax caps, because that's what keeps that circuit breaker loss of taxing units lower, is to grow your assessed value. Remember that the state has to give us these numbers, even though they don't have the updated numbers, but they're required to send us dollar amounts as an estimate. But they're using the outdated assessed values because they don't have the new ones yet. And they're having to do some other assumptions, like with the debt. They're assuming everybody will continue to have debt, all the taxing units, the same amount of debt. And they're assuming everybody will take their full levy growth. So So there's a lot of things in there that does not mean that they will actually, the city will actually lose $1 million because they don't have the number yet.
When will they have those numbers, Marty?
Well, the state, once we have certified the assessed values to the state, we certify to them. They don't certify to us. Then they will come back with the numbers. And, you know, that number continues to adjust clear until almost time for the tax bills to go out because you may have new assessed value added on in the meantime, and you may have others who have protested their assessed
gotcha.
Value and win the case, so then that comes off. So there's a lot of adjustments to be made, but it's before we literally send out those tax bills. So let me say, I believe it'll be next spring. I don't have the exact time frame, but we have to use a set amount of assessed value at some point. There's a cutoff time that we have to use in order to establish a tax rate. So, and we do that during that budget adoption process. So, but what I would caution people to know is that when you establish these huge tax increment finance areas, which the city has done in that downtown area.
Let me ask you a question, Marty. Why do you establish tax, we call them TIFs, tax increment financing districts? Why are they established if it seems that maybe that's not the best way to do it?
Well, it's all a balancing act, but the reason why it would happen is that rather than all those folks that are in that area, as their assessed value grows, that dollar will go into a separate pot of money for expenses right there
in that district.
It doesn't come in to help the whole entire rest of the county, the rest of the city, in order to keep their taxes lower. So since it's capturing that assessed value, it doesn't allow the rest of the assessed value to grow. Therefore, we could hit that circuit breaker quicker. And you know what? I know this sounds all like a round robin thing.
It does.
It's pretty hard to describe on radio. But there's reasons why people have TIFs, but we also have to recognize that if it's too large, and I think you might remember when I said when they were growing that downtown.
It's like practically the entire city.
I said at the time, the city might recognize at some point in time that they're going to hit a wall, that they're capturing all of their growth in that one area, and they're not going to be able to provide the services with the assessed value they have left.
In the meantime,
if they'll continue to grow assessed value in other areas of the city, they'll be all right. I do think that's one of the reasons why they wanted to move forward with the annexation process, and I still don't know where we're going to be on the outcome of that lawsuit. So
isn't the TIF districts capturing it so that it goes into the Redevelopment Commission? I mean, isn't that what happens with the money? Well, I think it's important for the listeners to know where that money goes.
Right. It goes into a pot. It doesn't go to the Redevelopment Commission. It goes into a pot of dollars that is to be spent in that particular area. And then that commission, which is appointed folks that sits on there, they decide how those dollars are to be spent.
Rather than it going to the county or the city council, or if we're talking about in one of the county's TIFs, it doesn't go to the council to be determined where that money's spent. It goes to this commission.
It does, with the exception that if there's like a certain thing that they are doing, and I don't have all the legislation memorized, but I know, for instance, when at the county level, they wanted to buy that big building, and for the state, they had to have a vote by the county commissioners and the county council. So there are some things that require them to come to the elected officials, but other things they do not.
Now, that's helpful. Thank you, Marty.
It's all very,
Well, let me ask this question.
I hate to tell you all of it. It's really a conundrum
because
we do want to grow our roads, our water and sewer lines. We want to be prepared for job growth because we count on that job growth to for our citizens to be able to provide, you know, food on the table for their families. So it's a balancing act.
County Councilwoman Marty Hawk is our guest this morning. She checks in every Wednesday, the Republican. And Marty, the other issue is, well, if the city's not going to, if the city's going to stick everything in TIF funds, well, how is the county going to grow then?
Well, you know, obviously, if, remember, all that assessed value goes into one big bag. And so if they're pulling out more assessed value for a TIF, that's not going into the total assessed value for the entire county.
Right.
So it really affects county as well. So, but however, right now people are looking at budgets, and I'm seeing that the city is still discussing the six new dispatchers that they have included and so forth, as well as what they want to spend out of public safety. So remember, there was all these meetings about whether or not the fire departments would receive any of that money, and that committee of the Income Tax Council determined not to give any to the fire departments, and that really is not a final vote, with the exception if there is no other vote whatsoever, if no one else votes on it, that's the final decision. Because we have, I believe it's until September 1 to say, yes, we're going to give a part of this public safety money to the fire, to the township fire departments. But if no action is taken, then there will be no money given to the fire department.
So, Marty, I thought even if everybody else except for the city votes to, you know, you know, you're not going to accept their determination. I thought the city still had more votes than you, and then they get to make that decision.
Well, certainly they could, but I'm just saying that decision has not been made.
So it has to go back to the city council?
Has been made by the Income Tax Council. They had a committee. We're not even allowed. Oh, no, I shouldn't use the word allowed. We're not required to even have that committee. We just put that committee together. But it was pretty clear that's what the city was saying. We're not going to do this. Now, whether or not they'll bring back that recommendation to the rest of the Income Tax Council, I don't know. I mean, the county council is a part of the Income Tax Council, but I haven't heard that it'll be coming back to us. We voted on less dollars for central dispatch than what they had asked for, and I don't know when that will be readdressed. I am told that it's supposed to be the lower the two budgets, whether we vote on it or the city, and yet when you look at legislation, I'm not seeing that the legislation says we're allowed to do that. So the interlocal agreement, I do not believe, can supersede the state legislation. So
wow.
It is, you know, the lawyers have got to
make some
step up to the plate and make sure that all of our agreements that we are looking at is aligned with what the state says we have to do, and make sure we have full knowledge when we're voting on these things. Now, the county council as a body has not received any of the budgets yet to know what the total requests are going to be from all of our departments. And we haven't seen the financial statements as yet. This year, they determined rather than to contract out some of that work to Bob Purley, who had been a state official, and he had helped us with those financial statements. We're having our own county employees do it, and I'm really concerned that we have put a heavy workload on a couple of people that, you know, no matter how willing they are to work hard and long hours, there's only just so much people can get done. So maybe it will be easier next year because they'll be more accustomed to it. But my concern is that we've put on too much on too few people to get a very important job done.
Marty, can I ask you, the legislation that determines the state legislation that determines how this public safety tax is administered. Where are we at as far as counties that use this tax and how it's set up? Are there a lot of other counties that do this? I mean, because looking at
I understand your question.
Thank you.
We are set up as an income tax council comprised of the different elected bodies tied to population, and some counties it's set up with the county fiscal body, the county council, is in charge of that public safety tax. The reason why ours is set up different is because before there was a county option income tax counties, and there was county adjusted gross income tax counties. So it depended on what you did as to how it operated. I believe I'm saying that correctly. But because ours was set up as an income tax council, that's the way it is now. I believe that needs to be readdressed at the state level, because we've got the city making decisions that affects everybody throughout the county.
Exactly.
With their tax dollars, and they have zero representation. And that's not fair. It's not fair to our taxpayers, and honestly, it's not really very fair to the city council, because, of course, they're going to feel extreme pressure to vote just exactly the way the mayor wants them to and the way their city departments want them to.
Yeah, I agree with you, and that's why I was wondering if there's a way to change it.
Upstairs, right?
Well, you'd have to take that to the state and say, what can you do, state legislators? And we do have some really great legislators to go to. We've got Bob Heaton. We've got Jeff Franklin. We've got Peggy Mayfield, and I'm sure I'm leaving out.
Jeff Ellington?
I thought I said Jeff Franklin.
It's a real estate.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Real estate background jumping.
I'm sorry. Get my real estate hat off of my...
Oh, and that's another question I have for you. Okay, I don't know if you read about the Johnson Creamery building, and I realize you're not in the city, but you are a real estate person, and I'm going to ask you to put that hat on for a minute. Plus, you know more about government than we do.
Let me answer real quick. I see our time's almost out. Let me tell you what I sent out an email yesterday saying. Is this a part of the city's plan to increase this income tax for those dollars to go to economic development? Because that's allowed. They could increase income tax that everybody throughout the county has to pay, and a percentage of it could go to economic development. And you have to have your capital improvement plan ready as to how you want to spend it. So is this the first step toward getting that capital improvement plan put together and drawing more income tax to help them with this? I don't know, but that was something that my very first thought.
We're going to ask Mick Renheisen tomorrow about the Johnson Creamery.
Well, I still have a question for Marty. My understanding is that building has been appraised, and the amount of money that the city is offering is about $1 million more than the appraisal. And I don't even understand how a government body can pay more for a building than it's appraised for, and that be something that is to the benefit of the community and the taxpayers.
Well, and I'm very... That is a good question, because, Margaret, I believe we have to get like 3 appraisals at the county level, and we have to look at those. I mean, we can't just offer any price we would like to. So I'm not sure. I haven't researched that. There may be more. I'm sure there's more to the big picture, and maybe you can get your answer tomorrow.
Yeah, we'll ask Mick Renheisen about the details, how that works, and how the city goes about the next step in it, if it gets past all of that, and all the steps that go into it, so we can answer Margaret's questions and people's questions about why does the city need to be a landlord or they need to be in the real estate business. We'll handle that with Mick tomorrow morning. We appreciate your time this morning. We know we always have plenty of things to do, and we'll get to more of them next Wednesday.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Marty.
Bye-bye.
Marty Hawk, County Councilman, checks in every Wednesday morning with us, and we always have plenty of updates. And again, County Council business is about finance, and it's your tax dollars, and that's why we bring it to you each week.